The director of the funeral is not the president of the company. He could be. It could be a small funeral, I mean a small undertaker.
Yes, ma'am.
But I've heard him called the undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
That would be generally the name of the flying, wouldn't it?
I see. All right. What about the vehicle that you...
Please.
That would be here. And the box that the person is buried in, that would be...
You mean the coffin? You don't mean the coffin, do you?
Mean
the box the coffin goes in.
Is there a difference? Oh, you're talking about the vault?
No.
Or something else?
Sometimes they put it in a box.
Hmm.
But you talking about the coffin?
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as a casket?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Are there any places around here where people will not bury, but it's actually above ground?
Yeah. All the cemeteries.
What would that be?
Well, some of them have mausoleums. We have one at the Catholic cemetery, and then we have you all know what they called them, Sam. Out in the cemetery where some of those people have these don't you know, houses like
kind of above ground.
It's a regular house.
Uh-huh.
And the body is buried in a falls kind of up.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mausoleum is
Have mausoleum.
Uh-huh.
And all the bodies that are buried in there, they're all up above ground, see?
Yes, ma'am.
And they're just like drawers. They're not opened until the new body goes in.
Mm-hmm.
And if you buy a double vault, say a husband and wife, and he dies first, he goes right here. And then later on, she dies. Well, he's pushed back, and she's put in front of him. They're not put one on top of the other. They're put in straight line.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's the double vault.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Talking about different homes and different rooms in the house, have you ever seen any homes that had rooms that were designed to get a lot of sunlight? Maybe a place you would go just for that purpose, to get a lot of sun?
No, unless it would be with a lot of windows in it.
Something like that.
And,
right.
Well, now, some people have a sun parlor.
Right.
And that's all glass around except a beaver over there this high. That's a sun parlor. That could be on the side of the house or the front of the house. Generally, not on the back unless it was back of a bedroom. And if the bedroom was the last room and the sun came on that side, well, that could be a sun parlor. It's generally used as a office room or a sitting room for the family, a family room, really.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, in a modern home nowadays, a room that might be used just for informal things like watching TV or...
That's well, some call that a family room, and some call it a den. That's